We are on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Let us just go back to Elohad Boi Rove. We're in the middle of this. Elohad Boi Rove. This is the fourth line from the top of the Amud. The Gemara had wanted to say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Lazar and the Chachomim, by a Kelev Shenotel Charore, Beholach Lagodish, Behidlikes Agodish, that Rabbi Lazar holds you pay, Nezek, Sholem, Migufoi, Chachomim hold you pay, Chatzi Nezek, Migufoi. So the Gemara wanted to say, the Machlokes is, if yesh hadol etzreires, oy ein hadol etzreires, we had two mahalchim in Rashi. If yesh hadol etzreires, the second mahalach of Rashi is that if ilu tzreires ke'uche, after three times you'll pay nezek sholim. And the first mahalach is that the whole shayla of yesh hadol and ein hadol is dafke if he was mishana betzreires. And then, if you hold there's a din hador, so his aloche of keren mu'ud that you pay nezek sholem. And if you hold there's no din hador, you pay chatzi nezek. And we'll see if that is that's chayiv als keren or als regel. We'll see when we come to Taisvis. So the Gemara says, if that, Elohad Boi Rove, Yesh Hadol Etzreires, Ayein Hadol Etzreires, Rove Kler De Shaila, so the way you're explaining Pshat, the Machlekes, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim, so Kvar Nechleku Boi, Tanoi, Ile Rabbonon, Ein Hadol Etzreires, Ile Rabbelozo, Yesh Hadol Etzreires. Omer Lecha Rove, so Rove said, "Kimi boili alibe derabono. My shail is alibe derabonon, the pligi olei de sumches." And that was my shaila. Could after three times could be a pain as a kshalom. Could be not. Avol hoche bein le rabono, bein le rabelozo, kisumches svira lehu. But this machloikis, the Baraisa by Kerel, Epshanotal Charor, Bahodoch Legodish, Vidlikas Hagodish, this Baraisa is going Kisumches Viralu, Doma Tsreires Nezek Sholem Mishalem, Vitaima my Omar Rabbonon Chatzi Nezek. So if they both hold like Sumches, so why do the Rabbonon say, and Adlokas Hagodish, Shepeya Chatzi Nezek? Let it be Tzoyres, but Tzoyres, they hold like Sumches. Tishoni, it's speaking about that the Hanochas HaGachelos was in an Oifen HaMishune. Beloy Iyayit, and this happened one time. And Ubeplukte, the Rabtafen V'Rabon and Kamiflegi, and this is the Machlekes Rabtafen V'Rabon. And Rabbeloza holds like Rabtafen. So Mishune Keren Bechotzar Nizik Nezek Sholem Mishalim, and the Chachamim hold not like Rav Tarfon, and therefore you pay Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says, Eime Deshamatle L'Rav Tarfon Nezek Sholem, Oba Migufe Mishamatle. Eistis, how could you say that Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rav Tarfon? And that is why you pay Nezek Sholem, because Mishune Nezek Bechotzar HaNizik Nezek Sholem Mishalem, but Megufe Mishametlei. Here the Baraisa says, Rabbi Yaakov says, you pay Nezek Sholem Megufe. Now if you hold like Rab Talfin, that Keren Tamo Bechotzar HaNizik has Dinim of Shem V'Regel, so why should you pay Migufoi? If that's Pshat and Rabbi Yaakov, So why do you pay me gufe? The Baraisa says, according, if that is Shan Rabbalozo, if that is Shan Rabbalozo, so why are you paying me gufe? So the Gemara says, me gufe me shametle, and Sumo says, yes, afilo according to Rav Tarfin, that says, Mishuni Kerem Bechotzer Anizik, Nezik Sholem Mishalem, but you'll pay me goof. Meheichi Maisilo, the whole Heichoche of the Kalvachima of Rav Tarfin is, Mikerem Bishus Arab. I say, Madoch, Bishus Arab, that's in the regular spoto. Is Kerem pays Hatzi Nezik. So my proof that Kerem is more humble than Shein Beregel is from Kerem Bishus Arab. So Shein Beregel, B'chotz HaNizik, pays Nezik Sholem, Avada Yibis. Kerem Tamas should pay Nezik Sholem. But the whole basis of the Kal V'chomer is derived from Kerem Bishus Arab. Is Dayoy Lovim Minadin Liyis Kenote. So Memele, since I'm the Mekor HaLimud is from Kerem B'Shus Arabim, it can't be more chomo than Kerem B'Shus Arabim, which pays me gufay. So the Gemara asks for Rav Tarfin less lay daye. Rav Tarfin doesn't hold of daye. Fakel, the Chachamim say that you have a beautiful Kal V'chomer, that theoretically Mishune Kerem B'chotz HaNizik should pay Nezik Sholem, but since it is being learned out from Kerem B'Shus Arabim, it can't be more chomo than Kerem B'Shus Arabim, which is Chatzi Nezik and not Nezik Sholem. So how could you say that Rav Tarfin holds Daya? So the Gemara says, Ki lesle Daya heiche de mifrech kal bochema. Heiche de loy mifrech kal bochema is loy Daya. But that means that Tarfin holds that the halach of Dayoy was never said. If because of the halach of Dayoy, I will not learn out anything from the Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas that's coming to teach me halacha, and if I'll go after all the red string, I won't learn out any halacha. I'll say Dayoy. So Memele, I will not be able to learn any aloche, then I don't say daya. But the minute I have a limud from the Kal V'chomer, so then on the perotim of the limud, I will say daya. So I'll say the Kal V'chomer will come to tell me that you pay Nezik Sholem B'chotzer HaNizik, and I'll say daya that the Nezik Sholem has to be Migufay. Now, we're in the middle of Rashi. I think when Rashi, with the lines start getting wide. Hama l'chorove. Ki kamei boilei alibe darabonon de pligi alei disimfus. The whole shaila that Rove had, if yesh adole tzeres, ein adole tzeres, is according to the rabonon. Look at the Parshina. As we explained before, Rashi to Mahalchit, if the Shail is by Mishunadik Etzreiris, or by Urchidik Etzreiris, that's the Shail. But over here, in this Baraisa, that brings a Machlekes, a Belos on the Chacham, if you pay Chatzi Nezik or Nezik Sholem, Migufoy, Bochesvile, the Bein Rabon and the Bein Rabbelozo, Kisumches. This Baraisa, I have a different Mahalach in Gansen. They both hold like Sumches. Ubezimne Kamaise Kamiflegi. And here, the Machloikis is not speaking about Hado and Gansen. It's being, they both hold like Sumches, so theoretically you should pay Nezik Sholem, Mitzad Tzoyres. But it was Mishune, the first time, Obazimna Kamaisa Kimifligi. The Kama Rabbalaza Nezik Shalom. Rabbalaza holds you pay Nezik Shalom. Rabbalaza Omri Chatzin Nezik. Ubedishani Bitzroivus. That is speaking about that the Tzroivus were made in the Neufen Mishunim. Kidoy. Shazora Kakela Vagacheles Biyodai Alagodish. So it seems the Anochas Agacheles Alagodish was an Anoifin Mishunah. The Kibin Dloihavi Tzroirois Ki Urchayu, since it's not a normal Tzroiris, have a Tilda Dekar, so it's a Tilda Dekar. Hilkach L'Rabbonon Chatzinezek U'migufoi. So according to the Rabbonon, it's Keren, then you pay Chatzinezek U'migufoi. That means according to Sumchis, there's no difference between Koichoi or Gufoi, they're all the same. Sumchis holds Tzreiris pays Nezek Shalom. So now, the whole Dian is, but this Tzreiris came to an Oifen Mishune. So therefore the Rabbonon hold you pay Chatzinezek Migufay. Rabbalosa Kereptalfen. The Mishune Bechotzer Anizek Mishalem Nezek Sholem. So Memele, this Bereise has no Shaychus whatsoever to my Shaila of Yesh Adolet Tzreiris. This is talking about the first time they hold like Sumchis, and the Machlekes is you hold like Rab Tarfen, don't you hold like Rab Tarfen. V'neichelei l'rove l'ukmino l'rabonon v'rabolozo kisumchis. Why did Rove say that they both hold like Sumchis? Why did he have to get into this blotter? The ilul rabbana lepsikale look me lahabit tzroiris hayidei shina. He didn't want to say it's going according to the rabbana. We'll say the same shtik teire. Betzroiris hayidei shinoi and rabbalaza holds that like abtalfen chamdono like abtalfen. The kiven the bechiuche spiralu rabbana the pligile the sumches the chatzinezeku the mishalim besuloi. Dulma betzreiris haideshini svirlu di yeshini lovi yenezek. Mele, tzreiris haideshini could be yepei revi yenezek. The boy ravashi lekamon yeshini lovi yenezek. That means Rava did not want to get involved in Ravashi's ashaila. So that means if he would say that it's speaking about that Tzai Rabbalozo and Tzai Chom hold like the Rabbonon, the Sumchis, so in Rafal Pikein, the Rabbonon say you pay Chatzi Nezek, so, and it's speaking about it was Mishane, so this is, we're getting into big blotter. Ravashi says when you're Mishane B'tzeres, maybe pay Rabbi Nezek. If you pay Rabbi Nezek, then you wouldn't pay Nezek Sholem. Let's not talk about that. But Kapanim the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon would not say you pay Chatzi Nezik, you pay Rabbi Nezik. So therefore, Rav avoided all these problems, and he said Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim hold like Sumchis. So Memele and the Machlekes is if you hold like Kaptaf, you don't look like Kaptaf. So let's go further in Rashi. Mehechi kyo maisele raptafel mishune b'chotzer anizik mikarem b'shusarab k'de meforsh mas nisen. The Mishnah says further that the makoyer of raptafel is from karem b'shusarab. Hilkach dayoy lovi minadin liyes kinode. So if the whole makoyer that karem has to be more chomo is derived from Keren Bishus Arabim, so the Chaymer cannot be more than the Chaymer of Keren Bishus Arabim. Malolim Begufay, Afkan Begufay. So the Gemara had asked when Rav Tarfon less loy daye, the is loy daye, lo yishalma lechatzi nezek, ki keren b'shus haram. So memela, you can't say that Rav Tarfon hold daye. So the Gemara says no. He does hold daye and he doesn't hold daye. Ki less loy daye hechad de mifrech kavachayme. Ki goy, yavam rinen daye loy mishalem elo palgit. If we would say that he only pays chatzi nezek, so then my ahangilon kal v'chaimah. So I have a kal v'chaimah that keren b'chotzer anizik should have the same chaimah of shein v'regel. And if you'll tell me after my kal v'chaimah it pays the same v'shus haram, so it comes out the kal v'chaimah is not teaching me anything. And I'll say you pay chatzi nezik b'chotzer anizik. Ha-mikronami shemina de b'shus anizik legora. So the posik that says that Karen pays chatzi nezik, Karen tam, the posik doesn't differentiate where the nezik was made. De b'shus anizik legora, da b'krod negiche tam leksiv b'shus haram. The b'kod in the gichas tam like siv reshus harab. The posik that says tam peis chatzi nezik doesn't mention reshus harab. So without my kal b'chomer, I know from the posik that you pay chatzi nezik b'chotzer anizik. Now I have a limit from my kal b'chomer to tell me that b'chotzer anizik should be equivalent to shein v'regel. So if you'll tell me, that's right, you have a kal v'chaimah, but I'm bound by dayoy, so it'll right to be chotzi nezik b'chotzer nizik, so it'll come out the kal v'chaimah is not teaching me anything, and that Rav Tarfon held that a limud of a kal v'chaimah is to teach me halachas which I did not know without the kal v'chaimah. Aber heiche de loy mifrach kal vachayme is loy dayoy ki hoche. De osi kal vachayme le nezik sholem va ani loy dayoy le migufa. That is more or less we were up to yesterday. We just finished the Rashi's. Zogte gemore weiter. Gufe boi rove. Yesh, now we're going to go into the shaila that Rove had cleared. Gufe boi Rove, when the little bit after the middle of the Amid, this is where we're really up to in Gemara. Gufe boi Rove, yesh hador letzreires, ayein hador letzreires. Is there a din of hador, or isn't there a din of hador? Lekaren midamin alei, which would mean, there's a din of Edo, Edume tilde de regel hu, or maybe it's a tilde de regel. That's the shaila. That are the two tzedakim. And let us see Rashi. How Rashi explains Rove shaila. Lekaren midamin alei, are you medame to Karen? Hoyo umishunahu v'chatzinezeku de mishalom ki Karen. We'll come soon back to this. Rashi, oidume mikore ki ovdo ki uche told the regalu. When, since it was done ki uche told the regalu, do uchehu v'zeike motzi. Velohochi chatinezeku de mishalemes. Ilkar zui adoso veinloi ado acheres. Now let's go to the second Rashi and we'll come back to the first Rashi. So Rashi in the second Rashi explains the shaila as follows. That the first time it was ulchei. Mi koreki of the first time. We're talking about yesh haido yein ado. So Rashi says, let's see what it was the first time it made the tzroiris. Mikore ki ovdo, the first time it made the tzroiris, ki ulche, it was tzroiris ki ulche, told the regulu. So the first time it made the tzoyres, it was uchay. Even though it's uchay, it's a zeikemotzoy, it's rego, you pay chatzinesek. Hilkach, zu hi had also. So this is what Amud pays. It was uchay the first time. And it pays chatzinesek. So if it will repeat this action three times, so there's no difference the fourth time than the first time. Ve'ein lo hado acheres. So there's no other reason to make hado. There's no other sibe to make it pay nezek shalom. The first time it was ulchei, it was a zeke motzoi, it was regel, and it paid chatzi nezek. So the fourth time it should also pay chatzinezek. Now, from the second Rashi, we see klal that Rashi is going like the second mahalach in the sugyah that we're speaking about tzreiris ki ulchei. That's what we see klal. And the Gemara says this told the regel. The Gemara says I don't told the regelly. So the Gemara was speaking about that it was tzreiris ki ulchei, and so the svari you should pay chatzinezek after four times. The svari is what's the difference the fourth time than the first time? The first time it was ulchei and you paid chatzinezek. So this is the hadosa. This is what you pay when it's ulchei. Vein lo hado acheres. So now we understand beautifully the tzad that there should not be a door. Now, what is the tzad that there should be a do? So Rashi says, lekeren midaminelei, hoyel umishunehu, since it's mishune, chatzinezek hudem mishalem kikeren. Frag der Rosh in der Shittim Kebetzes, Reish Yosefer, Rashi in der Seifer said, we're speaking about tzreiris ki ulchei. And then Rashi in the Reish says, Hayil Mishuni, since it's Mishuni, it's not Mishuni, we're talking about Tzreiris Ki Ulchei, how does the first Rashi stim with the second Rashi? Zog the Rosh, you have to learn this Rashi with a grain of salt. Hayil Mishuni does not mean that the actions were Mishuni. Mishuni means that the Tashlumim are Mishuni. Hayil Mishuni who, since the tashlumim is a mishune dike tashlumim, v'chatzi nezek hu de mishale, and you pay chatzi nezek, ki kere, it's a mishune dike tashlumim. So Ebemisin, so this is how Rashi had explained all along the second mahalach. He says, the zedin ado in tashlumim chatzi nezek. The din of ado is three times you pay half the nezik. The fourth time, the ado is the din in the tashlumim. That's the shaila. Does ado change the tashlumim, or does the ado change the mazik and therefore the tashlumim is different? So the first tzad is that the ado changes tashlumim. Three times of a tashlumim v'chatzi nezek. Now you pay nezek shalom. So since this is a mishune dike tashlumim v'chatzi nezek, hu de mishalmu tavov, so you pay chatzi nezek, so mainly there's a din, a do, the do should change the tashlumim. Or maybe since it's the same mazik the fourth time and the first time, so mamelis of the mazik didn't change, so memela, the tashlumim shouldn't change. And this is mamish, the second mahalach in Rashi, and if we'll be elach, we'll look at the Gemara is moiridik meduyik, like the second mahalach. The Gemara says, what are the two tzodim? The Gemara klaus ashaile, Lekeren midamino lei, do we compare this to Keren? Or told it the regulu. So weiss doch ois, there's no shiloh what it is. It's a tilde of the regel. But do we compare this to Karen? Because by Karen we see the tashlumim of chatzi nezek change after three times. So do we compare this? The two tzadim is not, is it Karen, is it regel? Where Rashi learned in the first Mahalach. No, the two tzadim are, do we compare this to Karen? Or they say, what are you comparing this to Karen? This is the tilde of the regel. So the Loshen HaGemore, and the way Rashi explains it, is clear like the second Mahalach in Rashi. We are talking about Freires Keuchayu. So the Shaila is, can Hador change the Tashlumim like Hador changes the Tashlumei Karen? This is a Meshunadik and Tashlumim. So these Tashlumim change after Hador of three times. Or do I say, no, the Mazik is a Mazik of Regel. A Mazik of Regel. There's a difference. The first time, the fourth time, it's the same Mazik. Tell to the Regel. So the fourth time will not change the Mazik more than the first time. We'll see Rashi can say the goes now like the second Mahalach. Toshma. Hidus, and so now we're going to try to be poishet to Shaila. We learned a machloikas and a baraisa. Hidus ain't a mu'ud. Talmigil was jumping around, so the first time holds, it's not a mu'ud. The pays chatzi nezek. V'yesh oimrim areiz a mu'ud. It is a mu'ud. So the Gemara says, Hidus al kedaitoch. So what's the Shaila? Hidus is regal. So there's a machloikis, if it is a mood, if it's not a mood. Elo, we have to say, hidus vihitis. It means, it just started, the Baraisa did not explain fully what happened. It jumped, and it was matis roiris, and it was mazik. My love. So, and we have a machloikis, is it a mood, do you pay mazik sholim, or do you pay chatzi mazik? My love, kidoin the ova tlosa zimni, the bohoka miflegi. Mar sova yeshado, after three times you pay nezek shalom. Mar sova reinado, the three times will not make you pay nezek shalom. So, the shayla of rove, the chayr is a machlekes tanoim. So the Gemara loy bechatzimne. Vamuchach, it could be that it's speaking about it was mahadis in matis tzroiris one time, and the machloikis is obeplukte desumches verabonon kemeflagi. It's one time. And the Tanakhama holds ein emud, because he holds like the Chachamim, that Tzreiris pays Chatzi Nezek. And the Tana Basra says, Erez emud, because he holds like Sumchis. Again, the Rehitis Loshen Agemore is Meiradik Meduyik, like the second Loshen of Rashi, and this Tosfos is going to be Meira. Because the Gemara, the Baraisa says, Hidis Mu'ud Ve'inemu'ud. So the Gemara says, so that doesn't make sense. We have to ask another word, Hidis Ve'hitis. So what's the Machloikis? The Machloikis says there was Hador. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, you have to say it was Ayidei Shinui. The Gemara didn't mention this. The Gemara is explaining the Baraisa. In order to be poishet rove shaila, the Gemara can't be hiddus. It has to be hiddus vehittis. No hiddus vehittis was the machloikis, or three times. But you still didn't explain the case. If the whole shaila of yeshado is dafke, if shine vehittis. So it's also the hiddus loshna Gemara would seem like the second loshna of Rashi. Zog de Gemara weiter. Toshma, Behema shehitilo glolim liisa. A Behema was matul glolim ana isa. Rav Yehuda imar, משלם נזק שלם, רב אלעזר אומר חצי נזק. So we have a machlokes. The Gemara understood Hatolas Glolim is Tzoiris. And Rabbi Yehuda says you pay Nezek Sholem. Rabbi Elazar says you pay Chatzi Nezek. So what's the machlokes? My love could go in the Ovad Tlosa Zimni. Mistome, it happened three times. Ubahoka Miflegi. Mar Sova Yeshado. That's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Sova Ein Hado. And Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Hado. So, again, so the Shaila of Rove, if Yesh Hado Letzchoyres, Ein Hado Letzchoyres, the Machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, Loi Bechatzimne, Ubeplukte de Sumches Verabonon Kamiflagi. No, it's talking about, it was the first time in Glolim is Hatolas Glolim is Tzoyres, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Sumches, so you pay Nezek Sholem. Rabbi Elazar holds like the Chachomim, so you pay Chatzi Nezek. Frag the Gemara, Vo Mishunehu, why do you pay Chatzi Nezek according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's Mishune for a behemoth to be matal glolim on a ise. We'll explain this when we see Rashi. But that's a Mishune de Kizach. It would seem from the Gemara, when a behemoth is matal glolim, it's sensitive to what's underneath before it's matal glolim. So Memele, if it was matal glolim on a ise, it's standing over an ise. It's a Mishune de Kizach. So Memele, so if it's Mishune, so good, he holds like Sumchis, but he should pay Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says, the Dochik Le'alma, no, speaking about that the Behemoth had no place where to move, if the Behemoth would be able to be Boicha, where to be Matal Glolim, et Zicha, would have passed over the Issa and then be Matal Glolim. But it's cramped, it's crowded, there's the 200 behemoths, and this behemoth is standing on this place, and there's a Nisa underneath it, and it has to be Matal Glolim, it's Mamela. So it's not Mishunah, it had no place where to go. The Dochik Layal. Fine, so it's not Mishunah. So again, so what are we saying now? So we are saying that, but I'm telling you, there's nothing to do with Rav Shaila. Here, Rav Yehuda holds like Sumchis, some Mele, Tzreiris pays Nezek Sholem. Rav Yehuda holds like the Chachomim, so Tzreiris plays Chatzin Nezek, and Sholem Al Yisrael. Frag the Gemara, V'leim Rav Yehuda lochik e Sumchis, V'leim Rav Yehuda lochik e Rabon. So the Gemara says, if that's the Machloikis, so why do you have to think out that it's a weird case that a behema was matal glolim and dochik lo alme, and now there's a machloikis, and Rabbi Yehuda says nezek shalom because he holds like simchis, and Rabbi Elazar holds like tachomi pechatzit. Say alochi ke simchis, alochi ke chachomim, and all the cases I'll figure out already. You have to tell me this case, and you know what the reason is? Because I hold like simchis, I hold like chachomim. Tell me how the halach is and finish. Now, by all the cases, I'll know what the din will be. So the Gemara says, Glolim it's trichalei. No. He wants to tell you another chiddush. Salke daita chamino hoye lebosa gufe geriren. Since the glolim were in the gufa behemet, it's coming out from the gufa behemet, Kigufei domi. So I would think this is not tzoyris. This is gufei. Kamash malom. So therefore, he's telling us a double chiddush. He's telling us this is also tzoyris. We'll see in Rashi again what the chiddush of this is. But he wants to come and tell us that this is considered tzoyris. If it wouldn't be for Rabbi Yehuda, you would come and say, huh, this is called Gufay. So therefore, Rabbi Yehudin, Rabbi Loze, they tell us, Rabbi Yiddish, you know, this is Tzreiris. And Tzreiris now, each one has his own opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tzreiris pays Nezek Sholem, and Rabbi Loze holds Tzreiris pays Chatzi Nezek. Now, let us see Rashi. Glolim Hainu Tzreiris. Vamishuni Dein Darko Lahatul Glolim Leise. It's not the derech of a behemoth to be matul Glolim Leise. It's Vetilda de Karenu. So therefore you should pay Chatzi Nezek. I saw a Ha'ore in the Darkei David. Yes, what's it? In Darkei shall Behima Lahatul Glolim. He says, it's Darkei Lahatul Glolim. That's for sure. And if there's a Nisa, she doesn't have Das. A Behima is a Lav Bar Das. So Memela, if it's Kivin Shadarkei Lahatul Glolim, and there's a Nisa there, so it's Matul Leisa. What's the Ein Darka? So they fragt der Akasha, and I'm much at sich, the Darka David. I think that, it's not gefährlich, his Kasha. The Gemara says in Erevin, there are certain tchunis that a behemah has, that versteht sich, that is not done a yedei das, but the Rebbeinu Shel made the teva of the behemah to do certain pulas, which show us a certain tchun in the behemah. For example, the Gemara says a pareda is kairas umishtanes mayim. A pareda sits down by hashtone. The Gemara Vaistois, this is a tzniyistike inyan. If it's not begoli, it's peiras umishtane. The Gemara also says, a chatul, a cat, ene matel rei bifnei bnei odom. It will not be matel rei if someone is there. It has this tchuna of tzniyis in it that if someone's there, it won't do it. Umechaset tzayosa, and after it's matel rei, it's mechaset tzay. So we see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put into behemoth certain tchunis, which Enoch Anami is not, this is inbred in them, it's not because they learned sneers, they learned manners, but al kaponim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put certain tchunis, which the Gemara says, ulmoli nitna teire, you could learn, could learn sneis from a chatul. So al koponim in the Briya, there are certain tchunis which one could learn from different animals. And perhaps we could say for 1 minute of Zaita Kivot, there's a Mirdike Goin, Naderes Aliyo and Bereshis, the Goin says that, Zera Kodesh, it says that Nasa Odom, when it says Nasa Odom, the Rabbeinu Shalom said Eloshen Rabbim, Nasa Odom. So who is the Nasa Odom? So the Nasa Odom is that all the Nivroim that were created till then, they should inject their tchunis in the Odom. That a person should have in himself the tchunis of all Nivroi. As I state in Zerah Kodesh. That's the Nasa, all together. And the Rebbeinu Shalom put into the Adam, Man de nofach midilei nofach vipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Aba al koponim, the Adam is created from a tziruf of all the koiches.
is memeila. I don't know if the Goyin says this or someone else says this, but I'll call upon him. If a person, the Ramah says, in Sif Aleph, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yisgaber ka'ari lamayt baboike. So shteta chamoy de kechidish. In order to get up in the morning, you need gvura sari. Aber yisgaber ka'ari. So skan shoyla ben, fine. Need gvura sari? I'm not an ari. No. You are, nasa odom. The ari gave you the gvura sari you have already from the ari. Have rots katzvi gibor kri lasis utzoy navicha sheba shemaim. You have the koiches of a tzvi and a vari, and you have a koiches of a nemer, as kanema. You have all these koiches. Now you should use these koiches, lavaydis Hashem, but you have them. Don't say I'm not an ari. Nas odem you are an ari. You have gvures ari. So yizgaber kari. So memeila, that what the Gemara says in Erevin, you could learn sneeze from a chatul. It's not pshat that you're a rebbe and you have to, you have in yourself this tchune. If a chatul has this tchune of sneeze, you have it in yourself also. So memeila, molin it notaire, this tchune of sneeze, a person, a nivra has from a chatul. We have the tznius from a chatul. So if there are certain tchunis which were embedded in the nivroim, so the Gemara said over here, v'mishunu, that means an animal is embedded in him. There's a realization that being matul glolim over an isa and being matzid the isa, an animal won't do it. It's not from Chochme. This is the Tchunis. This is the Tchunis from the Nivra. That's the Tchunis. So the Masa says, this is a Mishunu. An animal will never do such a thing. So the Gemara says, the Dochik La'alma, Shemedes B'mokim Tza. We're talking about an animal that it's, he has no place where to go. V'ein lo mokim losus Mishal. So Mamela, so if it does, there's no place where to go. And there's a call of nature to be Matal Glolim, so it's Matal Glolim B'mkoyim. Now we're going to have a Moiridike Shvera Rashi over here, and I'd like to elaborate on this Rashi. So finished. So we're talking about Tzroiris, and it's not Mishune. And the Gemara wants to say that we have two Mahalchim, if it's speaking about Yeshad or Einad, or Sumchis and the Chachamim. So now all of a sudden, Rashi says, Ubisheloi lahanosa askinon. Rashi says, Anushtik Teiran dis hatolos glolim, that it was matol glolim, sheloi lahanosa. The behemoth is not doing this to relieve himself from the glolim. And how is this possible? That it has diarrhea, it can't control himself, and it's coming out by itself, but it's not doing it lahanoso. It's not doing it lahanoso. The yi lahanoso, tilde de sheni. So it's a tilde de sheni. So then Rashi is a problem. It's a tilde de shein. Then it's not tzoyres. It's tilde de shein. So it has to be that it's not lahanoso, and it's mishal shelis, and it's regal. So that's like that's regal. And now it's tzoyres. That's what Rashi says. Mahalach number one. V'nire be'einai. Now Rashi says no. I want to say a chiddush now. The chol glolim lanosi. Mishal shelis is also lanosi. Don't say it. Everything is lanosi. Oh, I've been saying now I'm stuck. So if it's lanosi, so it's a tilde de shein. So it's not tzoyres. It's tilde de shein. For lahochi, lav tilde de shein. It's not a tilde de shein. the shein is eike de gufe hu. Shein is as eike de gufe. Vahani tzreiris nino. And this is tzreiris. So we look at the second half of Rashi. This is Aleph Beis. What was Rashi mechadish over here? The first half of Rashi, if it's told, the shein, it's not tzreiris. So, so you have to be Mishal Shelos. V'nire be'enai, Rashi. No. The Rashi saying, I yisod. V'nire be'enai. That it's always l'hanos. Ooh, if it's l'hanos, you have a merdike kasha. So it's told to the shein. So Rashi says, no. The shein is eke de gufi. V'ani tzreiris nino. This is tzreiris. So we have to understand the shakl of atayi of Rashi. But let's just go a little further. Vahod amrina beperikama tinfa peres la nosa habetilde de shein. Now we see a little bit what was bothering us. Because the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, tinfa peres la hanosa is a tilde de shein, and you pay nezik sholem. So, enough in the Gemara, it's not tzreiris. The first Malach was right. Tinfa peres la hanosa is a tilde de shein, and you pay nezik sholem. So Rashi says, "Ein the kegoyin is galgalo aleim. Tinfapes doesn't mean that tolus glolim. Tinfapes means it was rolling on it. The behemoths sometimes they enjoy to roll over peres. Kederech susim v'chamoyrim shekoyrim bulta. This is of those who know French. This is called this is bulta. V'cheinika. So memele, no problem. It could be la noso." That what the Gemara says on Daf Gimel, tinfa peiris means tinfa yedei gilgul begufa, and here it's speaking about hatolus glol. That's tzoiris. That's tilde. That's tzoiris. So we have to understand what was the shakl of Italian Rashi. The Lucheira Rashi at the end is. It's very poshut. I mean, what's the problem? Tilde, it's a tilde de shein. It's treures, it's koichoi. Perhaps we can say pshat and Rashi as follows. The Gemara and Daf Gimel said, how do I know the mazik of shein? So the Gemara says as follows. It says, ubir b'steyachet. So in beer is shein. How do you know beer is shein? Because it says in the posik, kashe yevayer hagolol at tumoy. It says kashe yevayer hagolol at tumoy. So you see that beer is shein. So now, what is the taich of this posik? Kashe yevayer hagolol at tumoy. So let us look, Rashi, on the Gimel Amud Aleph, the first Rashi on top, explains his two mahalchim in this posik. Kashe yevayer ha-golol hainu shein. Golol means shein. How does golol mean shein? Shepa'omim migule upomim mechuse. The shein, when it eats, sometimes you see the shein, sometimes you don't see the shein. So, kashe yevayer hagolol, when the shein destroys the machol, it divorces the machol, atumai, till it's completely eaten up. So, bio means the bier b'steyachel means, so when we'll translate the posik, it means it ate up with the shame that ate up the Baratza Daich Bia Kashibaya Agolo, that the shame eats up. Ksiba Yevaya. Lishna Achine, Golo Zerei. Golo means Glolo. Rei. Shashain Mevaarosoi Lemacho. Vinase Golo. It becomes Golo. Kmai Gilele Odom, Begilele Behem. Golo means rei. So kashe yevayer agolo latume means that it did a pula that from this pula becomes golo. That means to achila, that achila creates Golo. But that's the second shot. That's the second shot. Golo. So now let us go to, let us say something very interesting. Let's forget about Shane for 1 minute. Let's go to Regel. Regel is this Shalosh Obois Nemru B'Shoel HaKeren V'Shein V'Regel. These are Obois. What's the Ov of Regel? Who's Mazik Beradloi Der Chiluche. That's Regel. Regel means a walk. And the feet were mazik while walking. What's the tilde of regel? Is it a begufo? The gufo's mazik, besaro, beshlivshala, beprumbiyeshe, bepia, bezugshe, betzavora. That's the tilde of regel. Now, let's just go one more of and told it, till we come to Shane. The tilde of this Sholesh Ovois Nemru Bishoel, one of them is Keren. How do you know the Ov is Keren? It says, Ki Yigach Ve'ein Negiche Elo B'Keren. So, the Negiche is Keren. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. Ein Negiche Elo B'Keren. What are the tildes of Keren? The tildes of Keren is the kodes is beated or the chifa begufoi or beite neshiche. These are all tildes of Keren. Now, before we speak about Shane, so we see like this. Let's talk about the regel. The ov is the aver of regel. The foot, the posik is speaking about mishalchei regel, vishilach, is the ov of regel, mishalchei regel asher vachamur, vishilach means the regel was mazik. That's the ov. I learn out a tolde that the goof was mazik, and then in the goof, we go badroge, the goof was mazik. The seyor that grows out of the goof was mazik. That's also a tilde. It's not the regel. It's not the goof. It's the seyer that grows out from the goof. Shliv sholeh, the masi, it's a foreign object that's mechuba to it. Shliv sholeh, prumbi yeshebepia, zuk shebetzavore. So these are all tildes of regel. That means it's not the masik of regel. The regel that says in the Torah is a foot. This is not masik with a foot. Zuk shebetzavor is masik. But these are tildes of regel. It's masik. The guf habehime is masik. Something's mechuba to the guf habehime. It's masik. The rechilucha. It's a zeke motzoi. These are all tildes of regel. Now, we had all of a sudden a whole sugya, tzroires. Tzroires, a whole sugya of tzroires, a yepei chatzines. What is tzroires? Tzroires is not the regel. It's not the goof of the regel. It's the koyach of the behemoth. It's the koyach of the regel, or the koyach of, or it's the koyach of the behemoth. So we're going Bahadrogic. So at Tzroires, we have over here that Tzroires, which is Koyach, is a Darge. So we have the Ov is Regel, the Tolde is Guf, Shlif, anything that's Mechubet to the Beime, and then, which also pays Nezek Sholem, and then we have a darga of the koyach of the behemah, which is not the gufa behemah, which pays chatzines. This is a beautiful pattern. So we have these three things. Let us just go the first lashon of Rashi, and then we'll go to the second lashon of Rashi. If we'll go to the first lashon of Rashi, kasha yivare ha-golo latumay, what's the taich golo? Golo means shein, pami megula, pami mechuse, some mele. So the of is the eva of shein. So that means it is eating with its teeth. It has a la nosoi. That's the characteristic of shein. It's eating with its teeth la nosoi. That's the of. What's the tilde? Tin for peiris la noso. So Rashi says over here on that gimel tin for peiris. Nischache bo bekoisel, shenis galgel olem, kederch susen bachamoyrim. That means it's deriving a hano, not through the teeth, through another chelik of the body. But through, the hano is coming through through a pula of the guf ha-behemah. The behemah is scratching itself, nischachecho begoisel, or it's rolling, so it's deriving ahano. So again, we have here, the of is, it derives the hano through the shame. That's the of. That's what the pasuk is speaking about. The third is, it derived the hano through its guf. The goof is scratching itself. So that's the tilde. And then we'll have, it derived the hano through the koyach. How did it derive, it did a pula through its koyach, and that's how it derived, was mapul glolim. So that's treiris. So then it's very good. It's mamish, similar to regel. And that achsma is the second mahalach of Rashi v'nira be'inai. What's the first mahalach of Rashi? The first mahalach of Rashi is achsma, like the second loshen in Rashi and daf gimel lamed aleph. Golo does not mean shame. Golo means the rei. So what's kesha yevayir ha-golol atumoy? So the pasuk isn't speaking about an eva. The Pasuk is speaking about shein is hanoas achila. That's the of. We're not talking about an eva. If the behemoth derived hanoas achila, that's the of. What are the toldis? We didn't see how the Pasuk is speaking about the golo. We're not speaking about b'chal, the eva who made the hezik. We are speaking about the motivation that motivated the behemoth to do what it did. Anos achila. So we're speaking about the motivation that motivated the behemoth. Anos achila. That's the oath. If I have a different ano, the behemoth is itchy. Nischachecho bekoisel. So that's a tilde, it's a different ano. So what if the behemoth has to be matl glolim? So it's also ano. So what is this different than the other tildes? This is what's the chilik. A tilde is if the behemoth is doing something la anosa. This whole shtick teire that we make three categories, it was done to an evil. That's the of, it was done to a third, to a not that eva, that's a third, it was done through koichoi, that's a third darge, that already is treures. That is only by a mazik that the teure spoke about a certain eva who did the hezik, so then the third is not that eva, but the guva beime did the hezik, or the saro, so then koichai is number three on the list, and you pay chatzi nezik. But by Shane Rashi said, this is still the baim is ano. So this is, the Torah never spoke how the ano was derived. The Torah spoke about the Seif Maisa, the Golo, Kashivar Golo Latumar. The Torah spoke about that there was Hanoas Achille. So the Torah didn't speak about Bechlal, the Oif and how it was done. The Torah only spoke about the motivation. The Hanoas Achille motivated the Behemoth. So Memele, everything else is another Hano, Another motivation is a tolda. So if a behemoth wants to be matel glom, that's also a tolda. That tachsach mir is the two mahalchim in Rashi. Let us just again see the lashon of Rashi. So Rashi said, v'nire beinai. No, before. Ubishaloi la'anosa askina. Kegain b'shal shalas. De'i la'anosa tolda d'sheini. This is a tolda of shein. By shame, there's no such chilik how it was done. By shame, the whole oven told is for what purpose was it done. That's the oven that told it. V'nire be'enai. And Rashi said something else. Chod lolem lanosi. V'lochi latol de shame. The shame is aked the goofo, because the pasuk was speaking about a certain neighbor that did it. The goof did it. Or the, and tin for peiris means that nizgal goleim kederach susim v'chamoirim. Let us go further. Vi kashe. Narashi is a kashe. Rabbalozer ad Rabbalozer. I have a steer in two Rabbalozers. The Leil Omar Nezek Sholem Betzreirais Gabi Kelev Shnopo Charore. And there we said that the reason was because he holds like Sumches. That's what Rove said. Vachetoni Chatzi Nezek. So Rashi says that's a problem. So Rashi says Bal Kolche. So we'll have to say as follows. It's speaking about, well, if we want these two Rabbalozes to shtim, so it has to be speaking about Kedishoni Begacheles. That it was Mishan and Anochas Agacheles, who beplukted the Rabtarfen Verabono, and Rabbalozes holds like Rabtarfen, and it was mazik, not the whole godish. Not talking about the whole godish, we're talking about the mokim agacheles, which is mamish regu. So that's mamish regu, it's not tzchayres. V'loy b'shar ha-godish. And that's regu. But it's Meshuna Dike Regel, because it was the Shoni, Begacheles, but it's Regel, so therefore you pay Nezik Sholem, there's no Treiris over there. Now the problem was Meshuna, so Rabbalas holds like a Ptav. I, Vahod, the Shoni, Rove didn't say like this. Rove said, Bein Rabbalos, Bein Rabbonan, Kisumches Viralu. He said that you pay Nezik Sholem on the whole Godish. And if you're paying on the whole Godish, not on the Mokim, Hanochas Agacheles, so then it has to be Tzroiris. And he said that Rabbalos holds like Sumches. Yeah. The Chuyu de Kamatri. He wants to say, you could say such a pshat, but listen, if I found another baraisa that I see Rabbalosa does not hold like Sumchis, so then you'll have to say that the machloikis Rabbalosa and the chachomim are b'mokim hanoches agacheles, it's not tzreiris, it's regal, and it's mishunin, fartik, and it's not tzreiris. Mipi moiri, that's what my Rebbe said. But I think these are not tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda was a tane. Rabbi Yehuda was an amayre. Rabbi Lozo, heine an amayre, heine Rabbi Lozo ben Pidos. V'loy tikshi tzvameila ad the Rav Aloza ad the Rebbe Aloza. Before we're speaking about a Tana Rebbe Aloza. That Tana holds like Sumchis, that you pay Nezek Sholem. Here there's an Amoire that holds like the Chachomim, that you pay Chatzin Nezek. the Niren Advor. That's my teretz. The Rebbe said one mahalach, I said another mahalach. Then Rashi says it's not samozay. No, I can say differently. The Niren Advor. I'll prove to you that my mahalach is right. The Pachinen, the Gemara asks a kasha. Leimer Rav Yehuda halacha kesumches v'abaloza halacha kechachomim. V'tanoim ninu. If these are tanoim, heichi pochinen hochi, ha'in derech tanoim lach like beloshen ze. These are tanoim. These were the so they said we never find this in tanoim. And a moire will say zog nish kein halacha say you paskel like him. But a Tana, each Tana says what he holds. He should say, Halacha kesumches. We don't find such a thing. Ein derech tanoim lachlit beloshen ze. Va'oit. And if you'll tell me, no, that you should say like this. So the Leil Gabi hidis mu'it, the Gemara before he had a kasha, before the Gemara had a kasha, hidis mu'it, amaylai pachin anochi. Why didn't the Gemara also say, yes, the Kasha, the boss of the Machlokes is Sumchis and the Chachomim? So let him say, Allah, what are you talking about? Hidus v'hidus? Say, Allah, kesumchis. So, Baistachois, I'm right. By Tanoim, we don't ask such Kashas. So, koch of these two Amaroi. So, Bekitzer, the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha that, So why didn't you say Halacha kesumchis Halacha kechachamim? So the Gemara says, because I would think that glolim is not tzreiris. Ubasa gufa gririn, the begufa tonalohu, because the glolim were in the gufa behime, ki gufa damyin. So it has a din of gufa, kamash malom. Now, Das Chmir Pshat is as follows, to explain the Havamina. The Gedder of Tzroiris is that the Beheime took a Dover Nifrod and was Mazik Al Yedei this Dover Nifrod something else. That's Tzroiris. That means regal is the gufa behemah was the behemah was the gufa behemah was masik. Tzroiris is let's say you kicked the stone. So what's masik? The stone is masik. No, the behemah made the stone to be masik. Or afilu ruach shebekanfeim. The behemah created a ruach that pushed off a keli and broke a keli. The mazik is a dover nifrod. No, the behemah created a dover nifrod to be mazik. That's the mazik of tzoyres. The glolim that is in a behemah was created from the behemah. Perhaps I'll say over a bad marshal, but maybe it's not too bad. The Gemara clears a shaila in Bechiris, Meiraglayim shel chamoir, the asiri, the megufi komim tzitzi. Dvash dvoirim, the Gemara says that the dvash dvoirim, it should be also to eat out kolayoitze minatome tome. There's such a clause, something that a dover tome creates, is also Tomei. The Gemara says, why is Dvash Dvoirim Mutter? There's two Lashainis in the Gemara. One Mahalach in the Gemara is, it's in Zeres HaKos, Eretz Ovos Cholom Dvash, the Torah says it's Mutter. But Al Koponim, the Gemara and the Mahalach, this is a creation of Adovo Tomei. It says, Ayoitze Mina Tomei. The Gemara says, Meir Aglayim, Meir Hamoyer, the migufi komim tzitzi, it comes out, it seems the chamor creates it. The Gemara differentiates between the meiraglayim of a chamor and the meiraglayim of a sus. This is maya ol, maya nofak, and this is, the guf creates it. So the Gemara and Amor the Kahavamin, the Gemara and Kahavamin, the Golol of a Behemoth, this is a creation of the Behemoth. The Behemoth created this. And now that what the Behemoth created is Mazik. The Behemoth created Golol, and by being mattled on these, this creation is Mazik. So I would think this is not Tzroiris. Tzroiris is, if Adavon Nifrod is Mazik. Here the creation of the Behemoth is Mazik. So I would think just like if you would have such a thing that, let's say, a of the Behemoth would shed off, and it would fall on something and be masochist. So that would be, that's the goof of behemoth. So this is over, since this is created on the behemoth, I would think this is not tzroiris. It's gamash melon, it's not like that. And this also is considered tzroiris. It's not called goof of behemoth.